To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It is February 25th, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we're going to get you caught up on it right now in about 5 minutes. All right, 1Password users out there, are you into crypto? Well, if you are, now you can keep your crypto wallet details right there, too. Yep, in the latest update version of 1Password, you might notice a little item there that's actually dedicated to crypto and digital assets. Yes, welcome, Crypto Wallet. And just like everything else on 1Password, it has that easy-to-fill-in format, just like all the rest of the features on the 1Password Manager. The fields will be, of course, specific to that kind of information you'll need to input for your cryptocurrency, your wallet address, recovery phrase, you know, you get the idea. Now, I know a lot of you are saying, well, wait a minute, 1Password could do this before. Yeah, they could, but it was a pain in the butt. Now, the process they're promising will be much straightforward. Now, this current update for 1Password is also adding support for the Phantom's crypto wallet as well. In fact, if you have a Phantom wallet and you have a subscription to 1Password, you'll actually get prompted to tie your Phantom wallet password, wallet address, and even your secret recovery phrase to the password manager automatically. Oh, looky there, the Pixel 7 Pro. And I hear all of our Pixel 6 Pro users going, oh man. Well, don't sigh too much. Judging by these new photos, or shall we say renderers that just came out, there ain't gonna be much of a design change. Now, this actually comes from the folks over there at OnLeaks. They're the ones that actually offered the glimpse of the new Pixel 7 Pro. So, not officially from Google. And yeah, not gonna be missing much on design. In fact, the same prominent camera bar at the rear of the phone, yeah, it's still there. So if you love it or hate it, it doesn't really matter. One thing we did notice, though, on the supposed Pixel 7 Pro, three very large cameras, like way larger than what we're seeing right now. Don't know if that was a mistake or they just figured, boy, we really need a big, big sensor, times three. But other than that, Google doesn't seem to be varying very far from the design of the current Pixel model. We also ain't seen any release date for this thing either. So Pixel 6 and Pro users out there, no need to feel pressured to upgrade yet. In fact, I wouldn't feel pressured at all to begin with. More than likely, we'll see the Pixel 7 unveiled sometime this fall. Finally, staying with a bit of Google side of news, how about that data saver mode on Android for Chrome? Do you even use it? Yeah, most people don't anymore. Think Google took account of that too, because they're saying, yeah, we're not going to have it anymore. Yes, Google said they are removing the feature of Chrome for Android users, the ones that help people cut down on their mobile data by using less of it when they use Chrome. Yep, say goodbye to light mode. Now, we all know a few years ago, using mobile data ain't got expensive. The more you use, the more you paid. And a lot of smartphone owners were tied to a plan that said, hey, you go over this and we're really going to charge you. So the data saver mode, yeah, it was kind of a lifesaver. But now Google's saying, well, with so many plans out there and so many choices, not to mention a lot of unlimited data plans now, there's really no reason for it anymore. They've also actually went on to say, too, that Chrome now comes out with so many improvements that it actually helps minimize data usage and even improve web page loading, again, on the Android platform. Hence another reason why Google says they don't need to continue with light mode anymore. Now, those of you that still love your light mode, Chrome for Android version M100 will be released to the stable channel on March 29th of this year. And when that version hits, yep, say goodbye to light mode. But you'll still have it until then. Got a story? No one else is listening? Well, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, the place for everything that is British Tech. We've got the Mac show for you, we've got the Big Show, we got the Photo Show, and so many other entertaining things await you at our official webpage. Check us out on our social media destinations, Facebook at British Tech Network, Twitter at British Tech, and join our community today at our Slack room by simply visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a great Friday, have a fantastic weekend, and thank you so much as always for listening and supporting this show.